interrupt us.
Yeah.
So what we'll do first is we'll go around the room and introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. If you have any questions for us, you can ask them during that time period. If we have questions for you about your presentation, we will ask you. And then we will recess the meeting, and the board will go into a deliberative session and come up with a determination of what they want to do with your assessment, whether they raise it, leave it, or lower it. And then the town will send result or grievance notice certified mail to you. By statute, it has to be within 14 days of the close of the hearings. Yeah. So if we close the hearings on the 13th, it's 14 days after that, you'll receive something. Our turnaround time is about a week, so we are looking to do this a lot faster, so you get the notice sooner. Okay?
And, just for my knowledge, because I've never done anything like this before, when I had a call with somebody, with Bill, it was lovely, about the informational time, and we talked about some of the things that I'll talk about today, and he took notes on that. Is that recorded anywhere for you all already, or is that something that I should repeat today? Was that call because then I got the note in the mail and I saw it hadn't gone down. I was like, oh, okay, I'll take the next step here.
Yeah, so those meetings were courteous. Mm-hmm. It's, they're informational meetings for property owners to talk to the appraisal mm-hmm. company, ask questions from them. There's objective errors, they'll make those changes. Anything subjective, they weren't allowed to change. And, you know, then they do send us, a box of their notes. We haven't been able to go through them yet to actually file them in the right proper, so they're not in any order. That's something we're going to do this summer, but we just have not gotten through that yet.
Okay, thank you. That's just helpful for me to sort of know what you've got and what is new.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, so let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. Okay, so my name is Robert Vickram, town assessor.
Jerry Barrows Lister.
My name is Hillary Orsini. I live at 32 Timberlake Drive. I've been in Colchester for about 10 years. I work for the Vermont Food Bank. I got two little girls. We love Colchester. Yeah, so shall I jump in here?
Yes.
Great, yeah. We clearly needed an assessment in Colchester, so thanks for tackling that. I reviewed sort of what the assessment was based on, and obviously we all know that property values have spiked just in Vermont and in Colchester specifically, meet the lake and our great schools and all of that stuff. So there were just a few things, and I listed them in my note, and I did a statement in support of the property assessment grievance. There are a few things that I thought should be taken into account with the house, and that is really just that, you know, it was built in the early 80s, and there are just some things about it that have been deferred for a long time or just are kind of either not up to code or not up to a modern standard. And so I think what I'd like to have on the record, there's a front porch on the very front of the house, and that is rotting into the earth because it never had a cement pad or anything poured underneath it. So it's just these metal, I don't know what they're called, stringers or whatever, with the porch over it. I have had two contractors come out to look at it. The quotes, I was shocked by how much it is to replace a front porch, but it is $50,000 to $85,000, and so the plan at this point is to just have the porch removed. And I think because of the state of the porch and the fact that in the next couple of years I'm going to have it removed should be taken into account. When I talked to Bill, the guy from the loving man on the phone representing the company, he said that was about $5,000, give or take. He was I get that you talk to somebody and they said $85,000, it's going to be $5,000 on your assessment. So that is what he said to me. Another big piece is that it was listed as having electrical baseboard whole home heating system. It does not actually have that. It has a gas fireplace. It's a natural gas fireplace in the main living area. And then it has individual Rinnai heaters throughout the home in most of the rooms. There's no mechanical room where all of where you could like put in a furnace or you could put in a boiler and have a whole home heating system. And so it's a little bit of like, it's just not a very modern whole home heating system. And so like if you want to heat up the house or cool down the house, you're going around and you're turning all of these off. My ultimate goal with it is probably when the Rinnai heaters finally go, replace them with heat pumps. That'll be a little while down the road because the Rinnais will last for a long time. And then because each room is individually serviced, there's no whole home air conditioning either. We've got like one wall unit and then we're pulling them in and out of the windows each year. I wanted to note the popcorn ceilings throughout the home. I just had surgery and I was healing and during my recuperation, I was looking at these popcorn ceilings the whole time. Got to scrape these off. Vinyl windows and doors. One of the contractors was talking about needing to replace those. I'm not going to be able to do that anytime soon, but it's like on the list. I have a quote. I'm working on getting another one to replace the electric panel. It's still got all the electric baseboard heating elements coming into it. And then it's behind, like there's no mechanical room. So like there's a little bump out under the stairs off the main hallway. And the electric panel is behind the washing machine and dryer. So that is into code. So I'm going to have the panel like move to somewhere where you can actually access it and just sort of modernized. And let's see. The other code stuff, when I had the house inspected when I bought it, I know that the upstairs bedrooms don't meet code requirements. They're not big enough. I think our modern day firefighters have better, larger equipment or just bigger, stronger people. And I said the interior stairs need some creative carpentry because they don't meet current code. They come to like a point, so there's like a 6-stair kind of drop off. You just yell to the children, take the stairs wide. No, but the children haven't fallen down it, but all the adults have, so I don't know what to think of that. I know that when you're doing an appraisal, it's not about taking each little item that is possibly wrong with a house and subtracting it out. Like, that's not how we got to this number in the first place. But when I look at what other houses are selling for in the neighborhood, they're sitting on the market for longer. We're no longer in that environment where it's like just people coming from out of state paying cash and foregoing the inspection. If I wanted to sell this house, it would need a significant amount of work to be sale ready. And so I think what it was coming in at was $567. I truly do not believe that I could walk away from this house with that. I think I put in the, I don't have it in front of me, what I submitted. I think it was 525 or,
I don't see it.
Oh, no, I don't see a number.
All right, yeah, on the form, it had me put in a number.
Oh, the form, okay. Yeah. 525.
Yeah. So, thinking about the front porch and the back porch, the heating system, and just those pieces that would need to be, the electric panel, those pieces that like would absolutely need to be serviced, that feels more in line with what I think I would actually get for the house. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to come and kind of do the due diligence of talking to you folks. Today.
Just notice on your, so any issues with drainage in your backyard or anything going on there?
There are some gutter problems, which I'm hoping to address when I deal with that front porch. But I don't have any like big sinkholes or problems with the drainage. And I do not, to my knowledge, have any issues with the septic. I've had that pumped a couple times and I think that's really healthy and good to go. It's a slab, so it better be good to go.
Okay.
I guess, do you ask me any questions, or do we?
Do you have any questions? Thank you for coming in.
Good information. Very thorough.
The reason why we do these things is because it's a broad brush stroke, and we don't know every single detail of every house, so it's important for people to be able to explain what's actually going on.
Yeah.
in their homes, because we don't know.
Yeah, totally. And you have this company coming in and doing this, and they're going to do their best, and it's an entire town, and it's like all these nuances. How would you know?
Yeah. So it's
and it was definitely undervalued before. I'm definitely going to get more than $240,000 for that house. We can all agree on that.
I hope so.
Like, my goodness, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what we'll do is we're going to recess, and then we'll deliberate, and you'll get a notice from us in the mail. Within 2 to 3 weeks, by statute, it won't be until end of July. But if you don't receive anything before the end of July, give me a call. Let me know. We'll, you know, make sure you get your notice.